Kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila. Today we have the Reverend Peter Williamson. He leads the Methodist Church in Papakura, and we're going to have a conversation with Peter, about how the congregation, how was life at Alert Levels 4, 3, 2, and now we're at 1. So you are listening to Well with Anahila, the Labourist MP based in Papakura. Peter, welcome to Well with Anahila. How are you?
Good, thank you, Anahila. It's really nice to be able to come and talk to you and talk to everybody else as well about how the church has dealt with some difficult times, not just for church, but for community and country.
Is it okay for me to call you Peter, or would you?
Please do.
Okay, Peter. Okay, thank you, Peter. Yeah. So, and how has your church adapted to COVID-19 crisis?
Well, it was really interesting that because it went rapidly from total freedom to almost total lockdown, there was little time to adapt, and so everything was done very quickly, and we hoped that with our leadership team we had sufficient experience to be able to get things done in ways that worked right from the beginning, instead of having to chop and change things all the way through. Mm-hmm. And fortunately for us, that's exactly what happened. So that by the time we were into level four, we had a pretty good system of how we would care, not just for our community of faith, but for those around us as well. So, for example, we had a telephone tree that was given to every single member of our congregation. Mm-hmm. And on that telephone tree, each of them had to be in contact with those people that they were assigned to and to make sure that they had proper care. Now, they weren't just people who normally sit in our pews. They were people within our community that we were aware that were a little more vulnerable. So there was a mixture of good old-fashioned Methodist shopkeepers and those who were quite vulnerable. And so we had to work systems around that so that we could look after their various things, food, budget, those sorts of things as well.
So you talked about church leadership getting together and organising, adapting to the changes, and those leaders were quite happy to do that?
Well, quite happy isn't perhaps the right word. I don't know that anybody was happy to go into lockdown. It was a heck of a challenge and a frightening outlook for what may or may not happen. So I don't think anybody was happy, but I think that they did do it well.
Okay.
And as a result of that, we adapted things pretty quickly. We were one of the first to go into a Zoom subscription so that we could have church, and we had church every day for those that wanted it.
On Zoom?
Yep.
And I know that there are some misconceptions out there that the older population, New Zealanders, aren't very techie, but I've joined one of your church services and that everyone was on from their lounge, from the bedroom, from everywhere. So how many members are there in the congregation?
We have on a Sunday where we join with our Samoan congregation, we probably have around about 150 or so. But that includes probably half of that would be Samoan members. The Samoans have done their own thing. They have joined with many other Samoan congregations in facilitating church for themselves over Zoom and more usually a YouTube kennel. And the Palangi have done things just a little bit different, because the immediacy of meeting on Zoom meant that everybody could take part. Got a little bit chaotic from time to time.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. I'm getting to how did, were there any training? Did people require training to use technology, or was everybody au fait with the system?
Fortunately, Zoom is quite easy, although inevitably people had difficulty. And there were some of our older folk who found it a little more of a challenge. But there were some of our 90-year-olds who could take it up, because they're leading the charge and talking to their grandchildren on Zoom already. There was a mixture of responses. Some people didn't have smartphones and discovered that they could use their dumb phones to get into a Zoom meeting. So, as you might have seen from our Zoom church, we had probably, I don't know, I think we had about 30-odd screens from time to time, and each Sunday we had different people. And then now that we are back at church, we've suddenly discovered that Zoom is a welcome add-on to our ordinary church services.
I was just about to ask that. So you are having your physical church sessions and also open up Zoom for those who are unable to attend?
That's exactly right. And for those who, we've had people from around the world. Those in Melbourne at a very early hour can join our 9:30 service in their pyjamas, and it's now pretty cold in Melbourne, so huddled in front of the heater, and they can join in our church service as well. We had people from around the country as well, and I think on the day that you were there, we had a group from Whangarei that had joined us.
So on TV every day we had the Prime Minister or the Director General or a minister, the Minister of Finance, share some financial support out there to people. Did any of the congregation have access to that, or did they experience getting access from the Civil Defence Emergency Management Distribution Network? Or
There was a... I think that, like most of New Zealand, we came to look upon those little snippets from countries' leaders as being a necessary and vital part of our response to COVID as well. As the Prime Minister said, we became a team of 5 million. And they were really important. Part of what we did around that was that we held a communion service every midday as something prior to that, and we prayed for the country during that time, and then we broke for lunch, and then we had the Prime Minister or Finance Minister or Director General or whatever. And it was a useful part of our lockdown period, I think. I think we've come to see that leadership both of the country and of the church became really important during that time.
So what were some of the conversations after the... like, what would be a typical conversation? Let's just say if the Prime Minister had been on with Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, what would be some of the conversations that the congregation would have?
Well, I think part of it was that they were glad to be kept informed as to progress. I think they felt really proud of their contribution to ridding the country of the pandemic. And that is why I think that you've had quite a lot of pushback when it escapes again, because the whole country has joined in as part of the team, and they feel let down. That said, I think that it was never going to be an easy task, and I think that I hope there are lessons being learnt.
Definitely. I mean, it's a good point that you bring up, but if we compare ourselves to other countries, no other country has done what we have done.
Oh, exactly. So, and I think that we're really fortunate with both the leaders that we have. But not only that, I think that we have, as families and as, in particular, as church, we have, we want to make sure that we are doing our level best for our families and our congregations to make sure that they are kept free of the pandemic. And that's why I think churches were really quite enthusiastic, sure, about going back, but also about making sure that we had good contact tracing, and which of course continues today. It was interesting to discover that MB had seemingly forgotten about the churches when they put their contact tracing operation together, and knowing that churches are a really important part of where people gather.
Yes, and did you know, I didn't get back to you on that day, so with your feedback that churches needed that, I had provided that feedback directly to the Prime Minister, and they...
And it came back pretty quickly.
Pretty quickly, so there we go. That's about taking the voices of the people to the the leaders of the nation, so I forgot to mention that, so after you gave me...
And I think really worthwhile.
Yeah, it was really worthwhile, and people, good for people to know that that came from Papakura, that that piece of information went directly to the leader of our country, and things just moved. So that was a really great feedback, and it's amazing how a really simple idea of just, it's amazing how technology works. I attend a church in Zoom. You gave me the feedback. I then passed it on to the Prime Minister via a text. And then before you know it, it all happened. So that's a good example of taking the people's voice to Parliament. Yeah, so a lot of, in my travels around Papakura, people are saying how they enjoyed spending time with family during during the lockdown, and it also reminded them of what's really important.
Sure.
Are you hearing the same things?
Hearing the same thing, and some real changed minds as to what will happen to make sure that those moments aren't lost so that they can spend some time. Of course, there's been some real predicaments for some of our small business people. Taxi drivers, for example, they have effectively lost most of their business, and it's only slowly coming back on. So government support has been absolutely vital for them, and but they're also saying, I got the chance to, and then the stories that they tell of spending time with children, painting houses, laying paths, doing those things that we often had time for in our weekends, but seemingly now don't get that much time. And so it really is it has been a time when people have been able to reflect. We've encouraged that reflection as communities of faith, because reflection on our current situation is something that's absolutely vital. We only have to see what's happening throughout the world with Black Lives Matter to see that sometimes we need to stop and say, what's going on for us?
That's, it really... really good time to enjoy time with family and to reflect, like you've just asked the question. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Well with Anahila, the Labourist MP based in Papakura. I'm currently having a conversation with the Reverend Peter Williamson. He leads the Methodist Church in Papakura. And we're just having a conversation about how the congregation lived their life throughout the alert levels 4, 3, 2, and now we're at 1. And we're just having a conversation about time and family. So going on from here, Peter, what's the church's plan for the rest of the year?
I hesitate to say that we are going back to normal because I hear that those sorts of words being used and wonder if people have really recognised what it is to go back to normal, what it used to be. And I sincerely hope that we have spent some time, as I said before, in reflecting upon what might be rather than what was in the past. We've got some real challenges ahead as we look at how the pandemic has affected the rest of the world and what that means for New Zealand over the next little while and what that means for our communities of faith. I think that we've done some really good things with homelessness and over the pandemic times, and I would hate for that to just go back to normal.
We're seeing
a few more people who are some of those vulnerable people who are spending much more time on the streets, it seems that sometimes life under lockdown was even more of a challenge for them. So we're seeing some more disturbed people at the moment. And while we work with them, there is only a certain amount that lay people can do. I hope that we remind ourselves that we can do something about homelessness. We can do it quickly, and it doesn't cost that much.
What I noticed throughout this time of the alert levels, the lockdown period, on how people were more than willing to reach out and support other people in the community. For example, in Papakura and Takanini, the Sikh temple had been a centre for distribution of food parcels out throughout the community. And it's just been heartening to have conversations with people about the different things they did when they were in lockdown. So I'm going to come around and ask you, Peter, it is well with Nahila. What do you do? What do you do to stay well?
What do I do?
Because some, busy people.
Not enough walking. It's been a busy time during the lockdown period, and it was unanticipated that it would be quite so busy. I have a wife who is beginning to become unwell. As a result of that, we haven't had the opportunities to take grand walks. Fitness is something that I need to get back to, as we say every day to each other. We have encouraged our congregation to be fit, and so a lot of people have been gardening, and I'm one of those. And we have probably the best kept vegetable garden at wintertime than I have ever had. So that's a great time.
What's growing in your garden? What's growing in the garden, Peter?
We have broccoli and silver beets, and we've got a whole bunch of lettuces just planted, and beans are just coming on now. The seasons seem to have become a little peculiar at the moment.
The daffodils
are just springing up all over. It's just wonderful to see all the flowers coming out as well.
Yeah, it is a warmer year.
Yeah.
So, the congregation, did you do any baking? That's the question. Did you do, was
think,
there any
I
baking?
I think everybody else has done so, I learned how to make onion bhaji,
what's an onion bhaji?
Oh, it's a wonderful mixture of onion and spices and flour and batter and and deep fried, so it's I'm not sure that it's particularly
delicious.
Good for you.
Only in moderation, they say. Oh, it sounds delicious. Is that on bread laden with butter? No?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, Peter, what times are the services at church? If anyone's listening in Papakura and they would like to check out what the Methodist Church does, what are the service times?
We have a service at 9:30 on a Sunday morning for the English-speaking congregation, 11:30 for a Samoan-speaking congregation, and after schools go back, because we're not going to go back just as normal, but after the schools go back, after the coming holidays in July, we will restart breakfast church, which starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and a good breakfast for people to come if they don't want a full-blown church service. There is some time for reflection. And at 7 o'clock at night, we have an evening, we call it church, but it's more of a home group.
Okay, so on a Sunday, you kick off with 8 a.m. breakfast church, which is
8 o'clock,
9:30, 11:30 in the Samoans, and then at 7.
Yeah.
So that's a good part of the Sunday at church.
Yep. And then for those that can't make it on Sunday, we have a candlelight contemplative service at 7 o'clock on a Wednesday evening.
Wednesday evening. And all of these sessions are done now, has a Zoom function, or...?
Most of them do. Some of them don't and won't. For example, our breakfast church, that's more for our vulnerable people, it depends on person-to-person contact. Zoom's not really the best venue for that.
So how do people get a hold of you, Peter? Can they just walk into church, or...?
They can walk into church. My telephone number is on the the board outside church. There's a poster up in the window to show what's coming up. And if nothing else, they can send me an email, and they will get an immediate invite to church the following week on Zoom, so that they can do that without my even knowing it. If they just send
an email
to crossroadschurchpapakura at gmail.
Crossroads with an S, crossroadschurch, papakura at gmail.com. And that's all one word. crossroadschurchpapakura.com.
And you can put capitals and full stops wherever you like. It won't matter.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said before, I'm having a conversation with the Reverend Peter Williamson just to see what happened at the Papakura Methodist Church throughout the levels lockdown, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and now at a new level 1, normal. We don't really want to say that word, but I don't know. What do we say now, Peter? Just as it is, or what?
Well, certainly it's just a new normal. I hope that we enter into our new normal with a great deal of reflection and a huge amount of hope.
That's right, yeah. And that's it. Well, with Anahila, I'm going to give you an opportunity to say a message to our listeners, Peter, for 2 minutes, and then I'll wind us off, and that will be it. We've been talking for 24 minutes, believe it or not. I'll give you this opportunity to share anything you'd like to share with us this afternoon.
It's always a very difficult thing for somebody to say to a minister, I want you to talk, but I only want you to talk for 2 minutes.
This is a politician asking a minister.
So we are well used to talking,
yes,
but I want our words to actually turn into actions. It's no good talking about new normals and coming to church and where they're just words. What I would really dearly like people to do is to care for the person that they can touch. It's close to them, but also care for the people that that they can't quite touch, or that they don't quite know, or they don't look quite like them. That we go back to the times within those times when we were walking around the streets in lockdown 4 and 3, where everybody used to talk to each other, and we used to keep our distance, but we used to care for each other. If I can help change my community so that it cares for each other, that would be Christ's wish for the world.
Blessings. Thank you very much, Peter. That is a wonderful message to end our conversation today. As you heard, everyone, the message is about care, continuing the care that we had during the lockdown period. And it's really, Peter has said it best, to continue that in terms of a caring community. And I also like to do that, to add my voice into continuing the new normal, focusing on care. And that was Well With Anahilo. I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank the Reverend Peter Williamson. You can contact him or email at crossroadschurch@gmail.com, or the phone number. His phone number is on the church door, the poster at the church. So you don't have to be a member. You could just be a community person, pop in for a conversation. There are church services happening throughout Sunday. But yeah, you are welcome to join the Crossroads Church at Papakura. And that was Well With Anahilo today. Have an awesome night, and we will be back next week with a conversation with Reverend Peter Williamson at the Papakura Crossroads Methodist Church. And that's it from us. Ka kite anō.